जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजनाय यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरा जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
सो दिस इज अ 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 35 वर्स 20 एंड 21।
कुंद दाम कृत कौतुक वेशो गोप गोधन वृतो यमुनायां नंद सूनुरन घेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मंदवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः। कुन्ददाम कृत कौतुक वेशो गोप गोधन वृतो यमुनायां नंद सूनुरन घेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मंद वायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः। कुंद दाम कृत कौतुक वेशो गोप गोधन वृतो यमुनायाम नंद सूनुरन घेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मन्दवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः कुन्ददाम कृतकौतुकवेशो गोपगोधनवृतो यमुनायाम् नन्दसूनुरनघेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मन्दवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः कुन्ददाम कृतकौतुकवेशो गोपगोधनवृतो यमुनायाम् नन्दसूनुरनघेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मन्दवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः कुन्ददाम कृतकौतुकवेशो गोपगोधनवृतो यमुनायाम् नन्दसूनुरनघेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मन्दवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलजस्पर्शेन नन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वादगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रु कुन्ददाम कृतकौतुकवेशो गोपगोधनवृतो यमुनायाम् नन्दसूनुरनघेतव वत्सो नर्मदः प्रणयिनां विजहार मन्दवायुरुपवात्यनुकूलम् मानयन्मलयजस्पर्शेन वन्दिनस्तमुपदेवगणाये वाद्यगीतबलिभिः परिवव्रुः
सो वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् कुन्द आफ् जास्मिन् फ्लावर्स् Dama, with a garland, Krita, made, Kautuka, playful, Veshaha, his array,
Gopa,
by the cowherd boys,
Godhana,
and the cows,
Vritah,
surrounded,
Yamunayam,
along the Yamuna,
Nandasunu,
the son of Nanda Maharaj,
Anaghe,
O sinless lady,
Tava,
your
Vatsaha,
darling child,
Narmadaha,
amusing,
Pranayinam,
his dear companions,
Vijahara,
he has played,
Manda,
gentle,
Vayu,
the wind,
Upavati,
blows,
Anukulam,
favorably,
Manayan,
showing honor,
Malayaja,
of the fragrance,
sandalwood,
Sparshe na,
the touch,
Vandina,
those who offer praise,
Tam,
him,
Upadeva,
of the minor demigods,
Ganah,
members of the various categories,
Ye,
who,
Vadya,
with instrumental music,
Geeta,
singing,
Balibhi,
and presentations of gifts,
Parivavru,
they have encircled.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
O sinless Yashoda, your darling child, the son of Maharaj Nanda, has festively enhanced his attire with a jasmine garland, and he is now playing along the Yamuna in the company of the cows and cowherd boys, amusing his dear companions. The gentle breeze honors him with its soothing fragrance of sandalwood, while the various Upadevas, standing on all sides like panegyrists, offer their music, singing and gifts of tribute. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the gopis are again in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Vraja. They are trying to encourage her by describing Krishna's return to Vrindavan after he has spent the day herding cows and playing. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the Upadevas, the minor demigods mentioned here, include the Gandharvas, who are famous for their celestial music and dancing.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I feel extremely humbled and unqualified to be sitting here. So, I beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, all the illustrious Vaishnavas who are sitting here, to give me their mercy to be able to speak on such a high subject matter. So, this is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 35th chapter. And this chapter is dedicated to the song of the gopis. And this chapter is called Yugal Geet. So, the subject matter is very high. The devotees who are speaking this are also very exalted. So before we go ahead and jump into the verse, I would like to spend some time in trying to understand what is the gravity of the subject matter of this verse, and what is the approach that our acharyas have taken, or all the previous acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and others, have taken when we are dealing with such a subject. So it is said about Srimad Bhagavatam that Dhananjaye Hataka Sampariksha. If somebody wants to test what is gold, gold is tested in fire. If you have a matter which contains gold, you need to put it in fire to find out
what is the quantity of gold present in it? Dhananjay hatake sampariksha, maharane shastra bhritam pariksha. And those who are wielders of weapon, those who hold weapon in their hand, if you have to test how much strength they have, that is tested when they are put in a very big war. Maharane shastra bhritam pariksha, vipatti kale grihini pariksha. And during the time of vipatti, that means when there is a trouble, that is the time when grihini or a wife or a woman is tested, but how well she is able to manage. And vidyavatam bhagavate pariksha. And when it comes to Srimad Bhagavatam, all those big scholars who read Sanskrit, who read grammar, their test is when it comes to Srimad Bhagavatam. Such is this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Vidyavatam bhagavate pariksha. Therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And this is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam. This is the ripened fruit. And therefore, vidyavatam bhagavate pariksha. Even great scholars get bewildered in trying to understand the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Their pride of learning is smashed to dust when it comes to Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is about entire Srimad Bhagavatam. So vidyavatam bhagavate pariksha. Therefore it is said that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Vangamaya Swarup of Sri Krishna. And in that also, when we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vangamaya Swarup of Sri Krishna, in that also, the heart of Krishna, if the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is Sri Krishna, the heart of Krishna is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So just imagine, if the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam can't be understood by Vidyavatam, by the great scholars of Vedic literature, they also fail to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, what to speak of a subject matter like 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then our commentators, Srila Prabhupada explained that the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam is 10th canto, and therefore, although Prabhupada had very less time on this earth to translate Srimad Bhagavatam, he was rushing forward so that he could complete 10th canto. And as he could perceive that, yes, I may not be able to complete this 10th canto, he gave us the summary study as Krishna book. So that no devotee in future every devotee in the future gets chance to read at least the 10th canto, which is the summary study in the form of Krishna book, the summum bonum of entire Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore the 10th canto is the most difficult part. It is the heart of Krishna. Anybody who can understand the 10th canto, he can understand the heart of Krishna. Now in that also the commentators say that in the heart there are panch prana. So it's so difficult to understand the heart, what to speak of understanding the panch prana. The panch pranas are considered the 5 chapters of Rasa Leela. So how difficult it is to understand such subject matter. So it is extremely, extremely difficult. So some of the commentators say that that the panch prana of Srimad Bhagavatam is the 5 chapters of Rasa Leela. And some of them, they say that the most important section apart from the Rasa Leela are the 6 geet, the 6 songs sung by the gopis. Gopis in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has many stutis, many songs. There is Kunti Stuti, there is Aila Geet, there is Rudra Geet. You can just go on counting so many stutis. There is Brahmaji's stuti. There is Vritrasur's stuti. So Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with stuti and prayers. But in among all the prayers and stutis, the most important of all the prayers and stutis The Acharyas say that the six songs sung by the gopis are the most exalted. And what are those six songs? Those six songs sung by the gopis, the first song comes in 10th canto, 21st chapter, that is Venu Geeta. The second song comes in 10th canto, 29th chapter, that is Pranaya Geeta. 10th canto, 31st chapter, Gopi Geet. 10th canto, 35th chapter, which we are reading today, is the Yugal Geet. 10th canto, 39th chapter, Virah Geet, when Krishna is leaving to Mathura. And 10th canto, 47th chapter, is the Bhramar Geet. So how exalted these prayers are. And obviously, Vidyavatam Bhagavate Sampariksha. Even great scholar fail to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Then what to understand, what to speak of understanding the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then what to speak of understanding the most exalted subject matter in entire of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is these songs sung by the gopis. Therefore, anybody who can actually understand these songs sung by the gopis of Vrindavan, they can actually understand Krishna, which is the essence or which is the purpose of entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 subject matter. Atra sargo visargasya sthanam poshanam utayah manvantaro ishanukatha nirodha muktiya shrayah. Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 subject matter. But what is the purpose of all the 9 subjects? The purpose of 9 subjects is to understand the ashray tattva. And what is that ashray tattva? That ashray tattva is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is explained in the 10th canto. So, therefore, anybody who wants to understand this ashray tattva, one has to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then one has to take shelter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then one has to take shelter of even in the 10th canto, one has to take shelter of the songs sung by the gopis of Vrindavan in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why Sri Krishna in Adi Puran, he speaks a verse to Arjuna that, O Arjuna, who understands me really well? Krishna says, Man Mahatmyam Mat Saparyam Mat Shraddha Man Manogatam Jananti Gopika Partha Nanyam Nanyah Jananti Tattvata. Krishna is saying to Arjuna that, O Arjun, who can understand me tattvata? Who understands my mahatmya, my aishwarya, my glory? Who understands very well? He says, man mahatmyam. My glory, my aishwarya, mat saparyam. How to worship me? Mat saparya, mat shraddha. What is real shraddha in me? Man manogatam, and what is there in my mind? Jananti gopika partha. O partha, only the gopis of Vrindavan, the vrajvadhus of Vrindavan, only they know that what is there in my mind, how to worship me, what is my mahatmya. Nanyah jananti tattvata. And in absolute way, nobody else knows except the gopis. This is Krishna's words. Therefore, anybody who understands these words of the gopis, which are given in the 10th canto, can actually understand Krishna tattvata, because that is what Krishna is saying. And therefore, the acharyas say that understanding Krishna tattvata, we have to take shelter of the vrajvadhus of Vrindavan. Goparangana kardame shuviharan Vipradhvare lajjase Bruse gokula hunkriti stutishate Monam vidhatte satam Dasyam gokula punshali cha purushe Swaninnadanta priye Gyatun krishna tavanghri pankajanidhim Premaika labdham muhu. So here also the Acharya says that Krishna is known only by the love. Premaika labdham muhu gyatum krishna tavangri pankaj nidhim. Krishna's lotus feet can only be understood by prem. And that's why the Vrindavan vasis, the residents of Vrindavan, have actually understood Krishna in truth. And this is seen in Krishna's pastime. Gopara angana kardameshu viharan. Vipra dhvare lajjase. There are many great souls and brahmanas who are doing big, big sacrifices. But vipra dhware lajjase. But Krishna feels shy. Krishna feels awkward to come in their yajna. To come and appear in their sacrifice. But that same Supreme Lord, Goparangana Kardameshu Viharan. He does vihara in the Goparangana. In the courtyard of the gopis. That same Supreme Lord, who feels shy to come in the big, big sacrifices and big, big sacrifices offered by many, many brahmanas, where many mantras are sung, Krishna feels shy. But that same Supreme Lord, Goparangana Kardameshu Viharan. Kardam means kichad or dust mixed with water. So Krishna is moving around like that in Vrindavan. What else? He says, Bruṣe Gokula Hunkriti Stuti Shataya. Stuti Shataya, there are hundreds and thousands of verses which are being sung by many, many devotees. Bruṣe Hunkriti. But Krishna Monam Vidhatte Satam. Krishna never replies to those prayers. But here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Bruṣe Hunkriti. When the Gopas call Sri Krishna, oh Krishna, it's time for cow. Let's go and herd the cows. And Krishna, he calls out to his cowherd friends, Aya, Aya, I came, just wait, I am coming. So Krishna replies. Why? Because Krishna is bound by the love of these Vrajvasis. Therefore, Dasyam Gokula Punshalicha Purushe. Swaninna Danta Priya, there are many people who have controlled their senses. They have controlled their senses, their mind, they have done yoga. But Krishna, Danta Priya, he never gives any attention to them. But here in Sri Vrindavan, those gopis who are like paramours, Krishna becomes Dasya. Krishna does Dasya Rasa. Krishna becomes servant to such gopis. Why? Because Gyatum Krishna Tavangri Pankaj Nidhim. Premaik labdham ho, because Krishna can only be understood by love. So therefore the Acharya says that in the courtyard of the gopis, Krishna is moving around. He feels very happy to move around in the courtyard. And one time, Krishna moving in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, Pankang bhishikt sakalam vayamam vilokya. Damodara vadati kopa vashad Yashoda. Tvam shukarosi gata janmani putanare. Mother Yashoda, one time Krishna moving around in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, he gets pankang bhi shikt. Shikt means completely drenched in mud of Sri Vrindavan. This is the glory of Vrindavan. Pankang bhi shikt sakalam vayavam vilokya. When Mother Yashoda saw such a form of Krishna, where Krishna is completely drenched in mud of Vrindavan, she becomes extremely angry. And she says, Damodaram vadati kopa vashad Yashoda. In kopa, in great anger, she says, Krishna, tvam shukarosi gata janmani putanare. Were you a pig in last life, Krishna? And as Mother Yashoda speaks like that, Ityukta susmita mukha vatuno murare. May that Supreme Lord who is completely drenched, Ityukta susmita mukha. May that smiling face of the Lord. Krishna immediately started thinking, how did the mother come to know? So, Ityukta susmita mukha vatuno murare. May that susmita, may that smile of the Lord protect the devotees. And by saying that susmita mukha, the poet is actually helping us. He's saying that just imagine the pankang bhishikta sakalam vayavam vilokya. That form of the Supreme Lord, which is completely drenched in mud, that means not even a single portion of his body is not drenched in mud. And therefore, when Mother Yashoda spoke like that, Krishna smiled. And when he smiled, only his white teeth is visible now. So, the poet is trying to bring our attention to that smiling face of the Lord where his white teeth, where beautiful kund-like teeth are visible. And oh devotees, may that smiling face of the Lord where Krishna is standing with pankam bhishikt, he is completely drenched in mud, and may that smiling face of the Lord protect us. So this is Krishna. This is Krishna's glories, and this is the glories of the Vraj Gopis of Vrindavan, that only they can understand Krishna. And nobody else can understand Krishna. By having some material qualities, can one understand Krishna? Padyavali, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Vyadhasya acharanam dhruvasya cha vayo vidya gajendrasya ka kubjaya kimu nama rupam adhikam kintat sudamno dhanam vansha ko vidurasya yadava pater ugrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunair bhakti priyo madhava. Krishna is only pleased by bhakti. Vyadhasya acharanam. In Mahabharata there is a story of a Vyadha. What was his acharanam? Vyadhasya acharanam dhruvasya cha vayo. What was the age of Dhruva Maharaj? Vidya gajendrasya kya? What was the learning of Gajendra? Kubjaya kimu naam rupam? What was the beauty of Kubja? Kim tat sudamno dhanam? What was the wealth of Sudama? Vansha ko vidurasya? What was the vansha? What was the lineage of Vidura? Yadav patir ugrasya kim paurusham? What was the strength of Ugrasen? He was an old man. But bhaktya tushyati, all of them pleased Krishna. Why? Because bhaktya tushyati kevalam. Because Krishna is pleased only by bhakti, nacha gunair, not by any material qualities, because bhakti priyo madhava. And that bhakti, that devotional service, the pinnacle of that devotional service is the Vraj Gopis, the Vraj Vadhus. Gopis are the expression of love. Gopi prem ki dhvaja, our acharyas say. So they are expressions of love. And therefore to understand these words of the gopis in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is so difficult. It is very difficult. Vidyavatam bhagavate pariksha. Even great scholars of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic literature, they fail to understand this. So this is the gravity of the subject matter we are discussing. Now how to approach it? Now can we just leave it? We can just go away, keep the Srimad Bhagavatam aside. Prabhupada has given us Krishna book, just forget it, we don't need to read all of that. No. Prabhupada encouraged, even in the beginning phases of ISKCON, Prabhupada in one Janmashtami, he was just going on reading Krishna book, chapter by chapter. Devotees were falling off, they were falling asleep, but Prabhupada did not stop because he wanted to put this thought in the mind of devotees that, oh dear devotees, read Krishna book every day, read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how will we ever be able to understand Krishna? So this is the gravity of such a subject matter. Now, what is the approach that our acharyas have taken to understand such a exalted subject matter? Can we just approach anyhow? We can just hear from anywhere and anyone? No. Without the mercy of Prabhupada, without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and other previous acharyas, one cannot even imagine to approach such a high subject matter. Avaishnav mukhod girinam putam harikatha amritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yathapaya. Srila Sanatana Goswami says, Avaishnav mukhod girinam. Krishna Katha is nectar, but if it comes from the mouth of a Vaishnav, if it is not in the line of Parampara, if it is not in the line of the Sadhu Guru Shastra, a Vaishnav Mukhod Girinam Putam Hari Katha Amritam, although it is Amrita, Shravanam Naiva Kartamyam, one should not hear. Because Sarpo Chishtam Yathapaya, just like the milk, which is nectar, but if it is touched by the lips of a serpent, it becomes poisonous. So one cannot approach such high exalted subject matter without the mercy of acharyas, without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Then how to approach? Then our acharyas say that, okay, you can approach through the acharyas. So our acharyas have given commentary. So we can just go ahead and approach the commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam and we will come to understand this subject matter. No, even that is not possible, because it is said, Bhaktya Bhagavata Grahya Na Medhaya Na Chatikaya. Srimad Bhagavatam can only be understood by bhakti, Na Medhaya, nor by intelligence, nor by Tikaya. There are many people who are reading Tikas. There are many people who can read commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam, and all they see But what is that sutra? What is that Sanskrit sutra? What is the sandhi? But Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be understood only by bhakti. Therefore, this is a whole problem. How do we approach it then? And apart from that, one can question that, okay, now I want to approach such an exalted subject matter, but my heart is not clean. I have some desire, okay, now I'll try with all my bhakti, whatever bhakti I have, I'll offer it and I'll try to understand this subject matter. But my heart is not clean. What to do then? So then Srimad Bhagavatam comes to our help, because Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the encouragement. And although your heart is not clean, but still you can try to understand with whatever little bhakti, whatever little intelligence that Krishna has provided us. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham ashrita bhajate tadrishi krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet. Srila Sukadeva Goswami while describing the Rasa Leela, such an exalted subject matter, Srila Sukadeva Goswami comments. He says, anugrahaya bhaktanam. Why does the Lord perform such pastimes? He says, anugrahaya bhaktanam. Just to give mercy to the devotees who are present on this earth, Krishna performs such pastime. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham ashrita. And whoever bhajate tadrishi krida. Such exalted pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan with gopis, with gopas, with Nanda Maharaj, with cowherd boys. Such exalted pastimes of Krishna. Bhajate, anybody who hears them. Bhajate tadrishi krida yah shrutva. One who hears tat paro bhavet. He becomes interested. He develops greed for Krishna and hearing such pastime. And on commenting this verse, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Adi Leela, 4th chapter, 35th payar, he says, Bhavet kriya vidhiling seiha kaye kartavya avashe ei anyatha pratyavaye. That this bhavet kriya, which is used in this verse, tat yah shrutva tat paro bhavet, that this bhavet kriya is vidhiling. Vidhiling means it's an injunction. It's an injunction in the mood of, in imperative mood. Srila Prabhupada writes the word-to-word translation, injunction in imperative mood. Bhavet kriya vidhiling, and this is the kartavya. The one must do it. And if somebody does not hear such pastimes, although it is very exalted, one has to hear it. One must hear it to develop greed for Krishna. And bhavet kriya vidhiling, it is kartavya. And if one does not do it, he says, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, anyatha pratyavaya. Pratyavaya means, this is, Prabhupada writes, abandonment of duty. So although the subject matter is very high, we still need to approach it. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami also says the same thing. Kashayanna cha bhojanadi niyaman nuvavane vashato. You want to get over the impurities of the heart and approach this subject matter? He says, can you get over the impurities by wearing, changing your dress, by wearing saffron dress only, can you get over the impurities? He says, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, kashayanna cha bhojanadi niyaman. By wearing the dress itself, one cannot get over the impurities. Nor by bhojanadi niyaman. One can do lot of fasting. One can regulate his eating habits, but even with that one cannot overcome the impurities in the heart. Kashayanna cha bhojanadi niyaman novavane vashato. One can go to the Himalayas, but even then you cannot get over the impurities. Vyakhya nadathava muni vratabhara chittodbhava shiyate. That lust which is sleeping in the heart, which is called hritshaya, hritshaya. Lust is called hritshaya. It is sleeping in the heart, chittod bhava shiyate, that will never get vanquished by discussing Vedanta, aham brahmasmi, sarvam khalu idam brahma, neha nanasti kinchana. One can keep on discussing, this is sat, this is achat, this is chit, this is achit, this is ananda, this is nirananda, and keep on discussing all this subject matter, but Srila Rupa Goswami says that by discussing vyakhya nada thava munivrata, okay, then one says that, okay, I will do monavrata. But even with monavrata, one cannot get over the impurities of the heart. Then what is the solution? Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, kintu sphita kalinda shail tanaya tiresu vikridito govindasya padara vind bhajana nandasya leshadapi. If somebody can approach Kintu Sfit Kalinda Shailataneya, Kalinda is the name of a mountain. Kalinda Shailataneya is the Yamuna Devi. So Krishna, who has performed the pastimes here on the banks of Yamuna, if somebody approaches that pastime, Govindasya Bhajananda Arambhasya Leshadapi, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that if somebody approaches that pastime of Krishna, he begins to approach that pastime, his heart will get purified. So therefore this is the way that our acharyas have told us to approach. And therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, anyone who starts to comment on these chapters, be it Gopi Geet, be it Bhramar Geet, they offer verses after verses for praying to the Vraj Gopis, that, oh Vraj Gopis, please help me understand. I am going to take up a mammoth task of trying to explain your words. How will I be able to do it? Unless you give us the mercy. Srila Jiva Goswami says here, Jayati Vraj Devi Nam Apurva Mahimavali Yadalambala Deva Tadgitam Vyachikirshati. Srila Jiva Goswami is saying here that, oh Vraj Devis, Jayati Vraj Devi Nam, all glories to the Vraj Gopikas. Apurva Mahimavali, they are the treasure house of unlimited glories. I have taken up a mammoth task of trying to explain your words in this chapter, in the 35th chapter. I do not know how will I be able to cross this ocean. So therefore, I need your help. And he starts praying to the Vraj Gopis that, oh, please help me approach these pastimes of Krishna. So therefore, with the same mood, I also pray and try to understand some of these words which are given in this verse. So this chapter is the Yugal Geet, and there are certain salient features of this chapter which all our acharyas have said, that the Yugal Geet means it's a pair of verses. There are 12 pairs of verses in the entire chapter, and it runs in pairs. This entire chapter runs in pair of verses. And these pairs of verses are spoken by different Yutheshwaris or youth, different groups of the gopis. And they are not spoken at one point of time, at one place. They are spoken at different places, at different points of time. But Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who is the greatest of poet, what he has done, he has arranged all these pastimes in the order of the Nitya Leela of the Lord. He has arranged in the order of Nitya Leela that how Krishna goes to the herding the cows, and then he goes to the vana, and then he goes, he eats there, he has his lunch, and all these pastimes which are spoken at different points of time by different gopis, describing different leelas of Krishna, Srila Sukadeva Goswami arranges them in chronological order, in the order of the Nitya Leela of the Lord, and at the end of this chapter, which is like almost 2-3 verses from here, he explains that how Krishna actually returns to Vrindavan after herding the cows. So this entire chapter is spoken in separation of Krishna. If we actually see that all the six songs of the gopis are actually spoken in the mood of separation. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here in this chapter, he comments that the same love for Krishna, the same love for Krishna gets divided into two parts. Just like a branch of a tree gets divided into two branches, the same love for Krishna gets divided into milan and separation. Milan and viraha. And he says, viraha. Viraha means raha, means solitary place. And viraha means vishesh raha. Even separation from Krishna is a meeting with Krishna. So therefore the same love gets divided into two parts, viraha and milana. And therefore our acharyas, they explain that there are four kinds of viraha and there are four kinds of milana. And all the six songs of the gopis are in these four kinds of viraha and milana. The four virahas are explained as, the first one is purva rag, before the Vraj Vadhus or Vraj Gopis meet Krishna, that is called Purva Rag. The second one is Mana. This is another Viraha, where the Gopis get separated from Krishna. The Mana Leela. The third is Pravasa. Pravas is this pastime where Krishna goes and herds cows, and Dura Pravas when Krishna goes to Mathura. And corresponding to that, there are four milan also. For Purvarag, after the Purvarag, when there is milan, it is called Sanshipt milan. After the Manalila, when there is milan, it is called Sankirna milan. After the Pravasa Leela, it is called Sampanna Milan. And after the Dura Pravas, it is called Samriddhimana Milan. So Dura Pravas is when Krishna went to Mathura and the Milan happened. The meeting happened in Kurukshetra. So if you see all the six songs of the gopis of Vrindavan, the first one is the Purvarag. The first one is the 21st chapter. The second one is the Man, Pranaya Gita. The third one is again Man Leela, the Gopi Gita. The fourth one is Pravasa Leela, when Krishna goes and herds the cows. This is the Yugal Gita, which is in Pravasa. And the fifth one, which is the Viraha Gita, this is also Pravasa. And the sixth one, which is Dura Pravasa, when Krishna has gone to Mathura, and that time when the gopis sing their song, that is Bhramar Gita. So our acharyas have explained this, and all the six songs are the most important ones here. So here in this verse, the gopis of Vrindavan are giving solace. They are giving assurance to Mother Yashoda that, oh dear Yashoda, your son, your darling son Krishna has gone to herd cows, and soon he is going to return. Now, since Shukdev Goswami is describing the whole pastime in the order of chronological order, in the order of the time, so this is when Krishna is about to return to Vrindavan. And all the Vrajvasis, when Krishna goes to herd cows, all the Vrajvasis, especially those who stay in Vrindavan, they are afflicted by the pain of separation from Krishna. Therefore the gopis also pray in Gopi Geet, Chalasiya Vraja Charayan Pashu Nalina Sundaram Nathate Padam Shilatridankure Shidati Tidaha Kalilata Manaha Kantagachati. So they are afflicted by this pain of separation. And when they are afflicted by the pain of separation, the only solace for the Vraj Gopis and Mother Yashoda, when they are not able to see Krishna in Vrindavan, the only solace for them is to sing about Krishna. And that's why in the first verse of this chapter, Srila Shukadeva Goswami says that by singing the glories of Krishna, these verses, the Vraj Gopis, they gave away their pain of separation. So their pain of separation, the Braj Gopis and Mother Yashoda, they feel the pain of separation during the daytime when Krishna goes to herd cows. And the cowherd boys, they feel the pain of separation during the night when Krishna is with the Braj Gopis. So the pain of separation is always there for these Vrindavan Vasis. And all they do is they sing about Krishna, they sing the glories of Krishna, and their heart gets solaced. And therefore here, when Mother Yashoda, she is becoming completely anxious that where is my child? When is he going to come? When is he going to arrive? It's been so long. Yugayate nimeshena govinda virahena me. One moment for Vrindavan Vasis is like one kalpa. They cannot bear the pain of separation. And therefore, the Braj Gopis here, they try to solace. They try to encourage Mother Yashoda, as written in the purport, that, oh Yashoda, kunda damakrita kautuka vesho, your darling son Krishna, kunda damakrita, he is wearing a beautiful kunda garland and kautuka vesho. Now, why it is becoming late? Mother Yashoda is asking, why is it becoming so late? Why Krishna is not coming? So the gopis are saying that now he is doing yamunayam vijahara. He has become completely tired by herding cows all around Sri Vrindavan. And at the end of the day, while returning, Krishna is actually going and taking bath in Sri Yamuna and giving away his fatigue. That's why it is becoming late. So the gopis are saying, kundadama krita kautuka vesho gopa godhana vrito yamunayam. Krishna is coming.
He's surrounded by her, by the cowherd boys. He's surrounded by the cows of Sri Vrindavan. And don't worry, O Mother Yashoda. He is very soon going to come. He is Nandasunu. Now Mother Yashoda, Sri Kalidas, he says that the heart of the loved ones, heart of the loved one is always afflicted by the fear of tragedy and undesirable. Anishta shankani bandhun hridayani. The heart of loved one is always afflicted by the fear of tragedy. So Mother Yashoda is always thinking that maybe some demon has come. That's why Krishna is becoming late. But the Vraj Gopis, they are saying that no, Nandasunu. Krishna is Nandasunu. Nanda Maharaj is Sakshat Ananda Swarup. Nandas Twatmaja Utpanne Jato Ahlada Mahamune. Srimad Bhagavatam says, so Nanda Maharaj is Ananda Swarup, and therefore how can Krishna, who is Nandasunu, he is never in misery, O Mother Yashoda, he is always in Ananda, and therefore you see, there when they are describing, they are saying, Gopa Godhana Avrita. Krishna is coming by surrounded by Gopa Godhana Avrita, and Tava Vatso. Narmada, they are joking with Krishna. Pranayi Naam, he is with his most dear friends. There is no cause for your anxiety. But O Mother Yashoda, Tava Vatsa, since he is your Vatsa, just like a calf, just like a cow, she is so anxious about her calf. Therefore, your being anxious for Krishna is also befitting. So no problem. But let me tell you that Krishna is coming. And in the second verse, they say, Mandavayu Rupa Vatyanukulam. And don't worry, he is completely Mandavayu Anukulam. The Vayu, the wind of this Vrindavan is serving Lord Krishna. The wind serves by having nice fragrance, by blowing gently and having a sheetal or a gentle blow with not too hot or not too cold wind. So this is way the wind of Vrindavan is serving Shri Krishna. Your darling is coming like that. Manayan Malaya Jasparshena Vandinastamupa Deva Ganaye. But still Mother Yashoda, she becomes completely anxious. So they say that Manayan Malaya Jasparashena Vanditastam Upadeva Ganaye. The Upadeva Gana, the Gandharvas, the demigods, they are coming and offering their prayers to Krishna. They are offering lamps to Krishna. They are offering flowers to Krishna. And to accept their offering, Krishna has stopped on the way. And therefore, O Mother Yashoda, don't worry. Don't worry. Krishna is coming. And like this, Vadya Geet Bali Bhi Pari Babru. By musical instruments, Bali Bhi, many gifts are being offered by the demigods. And this description by the Vraj Gopis to Mother Yashoda is giving solace to Mother Yashoda that soon Krishna is going to arrive in Vrindavan and you will have darshan of your darling son, Nanda Nandan. So here I pause and Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, and I beg forgiveness if I have spoken anything inappropriate above my adhikar. And Vaishnavas are sargrahi, they will, I hope and pray that they will forgive me for my impudence. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can take some questions or comments.
The gopis, they had no desires and Krishna fulfilled them. Kardama Muni was meditating for a long time after performing austerities. He achieved the liberated platform, but he had a desire to marry.
Yes.
And Krishna appeared before him, you know, due to his purity and austerity. And Krishna said, yes, I've orchestrated all this on my own, but still I'll fulfill your desire, and at the end you'll go back home. So how do we understand that sometimes we want to follow devotional service, but we have some desires, and Krishna will fulfill these desires and enhance our spiritual life, or, you know, depending on how they want to achieve perfection, still have some material desires.
So in case of Kardama Muni, Krishna did fulfill his desire, and he gave him that benediction that he can get married and also he can achieve perfection in his Krishna consciousness. That was also because it was the desire of his superior authority, Brahmaji.
Brahmaji wanted Kardambani to get married and help him in procreation. And therefore Krishna always, he also sees the desire of a person and he sees the desire of his superior authority. And Krishna accordingly acted by fulfilling his desire, by which Kardambani also pleased Brahma, his guru, by which he completely got purified. And at the end, he himself, Krishna himself, came and became his son, and ultimately he achieved perfection. So sometimes Krishna, does fulfill the desire of his devotees. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam says Prasada Abhimukham. One of the names of Krishna is Prasada Abhimukha. That Krishna is always looking at his devotees. That may my devotees tell me something. Because generally the devotees of the Lord, they do not ask anything from the Lord. But Krishna is Prasada Abhimukha. Because Krishna thinks that, oh, my devotees, they will never ask me anything. But I want to fulfill their desire. And if there is a small tinge of desire also in their heart, Krishna is very eager to fulfill that desire. So Krishna is Prasada Abhimukha. So therefore, even if there is a tinge of desire in the heart of devotees, Krishna actually fulfills that desire. And he, by fulfilling that desire, he purifies him also. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement by Narada Muni that Satyam Arthito Arthita Nrinam Swayam Vidhatte Bhajatam Anichchatam. Narada Muni says that Satyam Dishati Arthito Arthita Nrinam. Krishna actually fulfills the desire of his devotees. Satyam Dishati Arthito Arthita Nrinam. Although the devotee, even if a devotee has complete material desire and he doesn't want Krishna also, Anichchanapi, he says Swayam Vidatte, but Krishna is so merciful that he fulfills his desire and Swayam Vidatte Bhajatam Anichchatam. Even if the devotee does not desire Krishna's lotus feet, but Swayam Vidatte, but Krishna is so merciful that he gives his lotus feet, Swayam Vidatte Bhajatam Anichchatam Ichchapidhanam Nijapada Pallavam. He covers his material desires. He fulfills it and then he covers it so that no other material desires comes in the heart of such a devotee, and then he gives his lotus feet, just like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. So this is the nature of Krishna. He wants to fulfill the desire of his devotees, even if it is material desire. Any other question or comment? Hare Krishna. So the commentators have said that actually gopis, while meditating on Krishna, as we can see in the first verse of this chapter, Gopya Krishne Vanam Yate Tam Anudruta Chetasa Krishna Leela Pragayanto Ninyur Dukhe Navasaran. So they could actually see the pastimes of Krishna, and that's how, by meditating on Krishna, they could see that, oh, Krishna is now here, Krishna is now coming to this place, and he is going around, and now he is coming, he has done the herding, he has done the jalpan for the cows, and then now he is coming. So they say that actually they could see and they could describe these pastimes by meditating on Krishna's pastimes. Like, is there any other question? One more. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.